Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. Now, I want you to believe with me. I thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is upon me, strong. With apart from you, without the Holy Spirit, I would sound like a clanging cymbal because it would be without the love of God. And I ask that you would just overtake me right now, anoint me and appoint me for the service. Let my tongue be like that of a ready rider that can bring the oracle of God, the word of God, from the throne of heaven directly to us, your people. We thank you and we honor you and glorify you for your presence being here right now. We lift you up above every other name, Jesus. Jesus is a name above every other name. Every name that is named will bow to the name of Jesus. Now, confusion is a name. Toxicity is a name. Sickness is named. All those things that have a name will bow, will kneel before the name of Jesus. So when we invoke that name, Jesus, everything stops. Every angel bows. Every elder bows, and everything else on the planet that is named will bow in the name of Jesus. We are named as well. We bow to Jesus. Amen. Let's say it. This is my Bible. You ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. You know, today I'm preaching and talking on what I started last week because all of us are subject to what I'm teaching, every last one of us in this place. And, you know, I had forgotten today was a special day. I mean, every day in the Lord is a special day, right? This is a day that the Lord has made, right? Psalm 118:24, I will rejoice and be glad in it. But today is a day that around about 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit came and the church was born. The day of Pentecost. And it had completely slipped my mind. And then I looked at this and God said, it's okay, what are you talking on today? I said, it's part two of the first one. He said, what's it today? New beginnings. You'll see it come up behind me. New beginnings. And it's a part two of it. Well, how many of you know when the Holy Spirit came, it was the greatest new beginning ever? Yes. Amen? Because when the Holy Spirit came, the church era began. And people now, by the help of the Holy Spirit, could be saved. You can't do it apart from the Holy Spirit. Jesus wouldn't have even come out of the tomb if the Holy Spirit had not gone and got him. Amen? So today is a day of new beginnings on Pentecost Sunday. That's kind of cool. And God said to me, "Don't, what are you worrying about? You got it. This is new beginnings." And last week, we looked at change and transitions. And we told you that change is an external event. Transitioning is an internal event. What does that mean? That means that the transition is a psychological process of adapting to the change. Amen. So I'll just say it this way, because today being Pentecost Sunday, when you got born again, you didn't feel anything happen in you, but there was a major change. Everything changed in your life. You went from lost to found, from sinner to saint, from loser to victorious, victor. Amen? So the biggest change came when you received Jesus. Say, that was my best day. You see? And so that wouldn't have happened without the Holy Spirit. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift from God. We wouldn't have had enough faith to get saved. But the Holy Spirit managed to get through our thickness and our wrong thinking. and open up the portals, and then we could receive the word of God for salvation. So that was a great day. And I want you to know, go with me to Isaiah, and I want you to look at this in your own Bible or write it down, because you need to know this scripture. 43 verse 19 from the Amplified Classic. You ready? Watch here. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Everyone say that. Does that mean some change coming? You see, now we've transitioned from Oleander. People are still trying to find the place. We've still got issues with the parking. Some of you, I know my friends from Orlando couldn't find parking, I'm sure. All righty. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. When is God changing things in your life? Now. When is faith? Now. Does it not say in Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for? Everything is now with God, and God is always moving us forward. There's always change available, and God is always trying to change us, and He does it from the inside out. Now, sometimes what happens is when change comes to some of us, it might be a job, a new job, and we'll talk about that later. But then I've got to wrestle with that psychologically, that now it's a new job, I've got new people, it's embarrassing, I don't know enough, and I don't know all the ins and outs of this position. You got to balance that in your head. Well, think about salvation. He says, your old man's being crucified. You want to talk about change? You mean I can't be nasty anymore? You mean I can't cuss anymore? You mean I can't do the things I used to do, enjoy doing? No, change came. Now I've got to reconcile my brain up here, my soulish realm, my mind, will, and my emotions with my spirit realm. We've got to reconcile together. Where does the Holy Spirit reside? He came to the upper room at Pentecost, but now where is He? Once you got saved, we became the temple of God. It's no more the ark that you have to drag around with you. We are the temple of God. I have to reconcile that. And the Bible says there's a basic war taking place between the spirit and your mind. So the Holy Spirit's continually trying to change you to be and sound and look more like Jesus. Amen. Every day. Can you imagine if we were all just like Jesus today? Can you imagine? Wow, wouldn't that be awesome? I would just walk off here and walk to you and lay hands on you, you'd be healed. But you wouldn't need healing because you're like Jesus. Come on, get what's coming here. Because God is God, I'm not. He says, now it springs forth. Now. Don't say, I know I'll get healed. You might as well say, I know He's going to forgive me. I know I'm going to get saved. When? When are you going to get saved? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now I believe. He says, believe and you will receive it. And so we believe ourselves. We speak ourselves into the kingdom. Now we believe we're healed. We believe it's now. And if it's not now, when? What are we waiting for? It's done. It's completed. He said it, not me. It's done. It's complete. I've taken care of everything you will ever have need of. The great I am is back in heaven. Amen. I am that I am that I am. Amen. So don't be thinking, well, I'm going to get healed. Now, this goes against what we learned. He says, but don't be conformed to this world in Romans 12, 2. He says, be not conformed to this world and its way of thinking, but be transformed. How? By renewing your mind. That means now my psychological side of me has to be transformed up here to line up with here. Yes, saying you're healed. Yes, saying I'm going to get healed. He says you are. I'm saying when. He says it's now. You're saying how. Amen. That's what faith does and faith is. Yes. Now faith is. So he says, yeah, now it springs forth. The new thing. How many of you are believing for something? Is there anything different you're believing for? It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some challenge. It's going to take some walking on water. And if you're not walking on water, it's not really a big new thing. Amen. So we are all believing God for stuff. I'm believing God for things. But you know what? The old way of thinking cannot receive the new things God's got for me. I've got to get into the mindset of, yes, I am an inheritor of God's. He's given me the inheritance already. I'm a joint heir together with Christ. I've got to get that thinking. I've got to renew my mind daily to the things of God. Amen. Can you say, tell your neighbor, say, renew your mind. Amen. Now say, self, renew your mind. Amen. Come on. That, for some of you, that's a brand new thing. So you have to learn and go away from talking the language of the curse. Even when you say, I'm going to get healed, that's the language of the curse. Because the Bible says you've been redeemed from the curse in Galatians 3:13. And if I've been redeemed from the curse, His word says I've been healed. So even when I say I'm going to get healed, I'm still speaking the curse. I got to say by the stripes on His back, I am healed. But it doesn't feel right. Doesn't sound right. I don't see the healing. And you're not going to see it until you believe it. Now, I wish I could say, I would have written a book. If I thought that up, I would have written a book and I would have called it the Bible. I'm not joking. It's all there. It's the Word of God. This is the Word of God. You might sit there and say, well, oh, yum, yum, yum. Just be quiet and listen. Be teachable. Now, watch that. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? Just for instance, on healing once again. You've got to perceive it and you've got to know it. You've got to believe it. You've got to speak it. You've got to live it. Act like you're well. You know what God said to those people that when they fast and they don't wash their face and they don't brush their hair. So they look all bedeviled and like this. And you say, what's up? I'm fasting. To sound religious. Don't show it. No. Walk. Walk. Believe God. I'm healed. How are you feeling? Stronger every day. That's what you've got to say. Stronger every day. You don't have to say, well, I'm battling with arthritis and I've got this and my kneecaps don't work when I bend over. Shut your mouth. Speak the Bible. So you've got to learn the language of redemption, not the language of the curse. And that's renewing your mind to the things of what God said. God is always right. Always. So if He said it, that's it. And if you don't believe it, tough luck on you because it's still there. And those that believe it will walk in it. Hallelujah. So He said, do you not perceive it? Do you not know it? Will you not give heed to it? I mean, we all said, I believe in Jesus Christ. He lived and died, and God raised Him on the third day. And 50 days later, Pentecost came, and I speak in my heavenly language. We all say that, and we speak it. But when it comes to the other things, I'm broke, I'm sick, I'm miserable, I can't do it, I'm not going to make it. Stop that. Get into the language of the redemption and the redeemed child you are with a joint inheritor with Christ. Speak life. He says, will you not, do you not perceive it? I mean, seriously, did He say it? Did He say you healed? Let's just talk about healing. He said you healed, right? In hundreds of places, correct? He calls Himself Jehovah Rapha, one of His compound names, which means the Lord, your healer, the Lord, your physician. He tells you all over the Bible you're healed. And He says, you're not perceiving it. Because you still go around saying, I'm getting sick, I've got this, I've got that. To line up with God's word is I'm healed. But what happens when I'm not? You still speak the word of God over the facts, and the facts will line up to the word of God.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. We look forward to seeing you there.